Yeah, here we go. Barry, it was a painful and a long evening for you out there tonight.
Yeah, very long. A long day. I think we hung around all day waiting for the game and then we were excited for it. Unfortunately, didn't go the way we planned, that's for sure. But I think we played some good stuff at times and, you know, we felt we were always in the game until the second goal probably hit us quite hard. We still thought we were in the game there, but it was going to be hard to get back, you know, always 2-0 against the Germans with whatever it was to go. The third goal obviously killed us. I think it flattered them with 3-0 in the end.
Do you feel as though you were up there with them for most of the game, certainly before the rain delay?
I think so. I think it was sort of nip and tuck, the whole thing. It was even-ish. They played good sometimes. They had the ball for long periods, but didn't really, you know, have lots of clear-cut chances. I think the chances we created and they created were similar. Always hard when they get the first goal, then they're tough to break down. But yeah, it didn't help us letting that first goal in. After the rain break, I felt, you know, we still made the run in, but it probably played into their hands again. You know, that's what they wanted us to do. But there's nothing else we could do but try and get back into it. And obviously, you know, the second goal wasn't a great goal again. It was a bit unlucky from us, I think. It flattened us down a bit, I think.
How hard were these conditions to play in this evening?
They were tough. Until the first break, it was fine. Then only for sort of 5 minutes, so it was a bit tough. And then I think the second spell was hard because of the way we were in the game. We were behind and it made it a slower game, which is what we didn't want. You know, they were happy for Puddles to be on the pitch and it slowed our attacks down. So we could always get people around. You know, free hits, lots of free hits around the D and around the 25 because of how the game had to be played. So it was frustrating that we couldn't play our own sort of fast attacking hockey because of the weather.
And how does it feel to be 1-0 down in a semi-final, looking across during a rain delay to see dozens of upturned tables being used to clear a pitch?
It's just ridiculous. I mean, you get a stadium like this and you spend all this money on this and then you buy a table to clear the water off. I don't really understand how that works. You know, Germans must have a plan, must think that's the best way. It wasn't easy, but it was the same for both of us, you know, obviously, so we don't use that as an excuse, but it was just something that is hard to deal with, I guess.